When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Wednesday, April 24th. I am Josh Engelman, and I'm here to break down our two-game NBA slate for today. Miami and Boston at 7 p.m., the Pelicans and the Thunder at 9:30. So we'll be able to get through this one pretty quickly, dig into the best places we can find, lots to talk about, drop your questions in. We're also celebrating Mr. McDaniels. Decent day yesterday. I don't know how he was ever able to pull that off with everybody's thoughts on how he would play. But, you know, when you play 40 minutes and you're going to be out there, things look good. Not to mention he just smashed even if he didn't play 40 minutes. So kudos to me once again. You guys might want to start paying attention. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. What's good, folks? Jaden McDaniels season, baby. Absolute nuke. Nuke, 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 nuke. Can't be more nukey. You can't beat it. Gary Harris 2 days ago, Jaden McDaniels yesterday. Who's going to be the dude that I hitch my wagon to that absolutely smashes? I assume chat will let me know. Whoever chat hates, that's probably going to be the guy. I definitely have some pretty sizable fades coming up. I've got some pretty sizable stands coming up. This is a pretty tough slate because of that Miami-Boston game. Like, obviously, Oklahoma City is in a much better spot than the Pelicans. You know, they're at home. The Pels don't have Zion. Like, there's a gap in talent, but no gap in talent is bigger than the 14.5-point line Miami is receiving here today against Boston. Just real tough to see how Miami can create enough offense against this Boston defense without Jimmy Butler to be able to succeed. But we're going to break it down one way or the other because we really just don't have a choice. You only have four teams to choose from, and it's probably not going to get you very far to only have Boston or OKC. Although, based on my current exposures, it kind of seems like I'm only going to have Oklahoma City. Yeah, I mean, McDaniels was insane yesterday. That went so much better than even I assumed it could be. Is this a hero night? No, it is not. At least I hope it's not. All right. Well, now that we're here, let's break down what we have, shall we? We shall. Actually, let me grab my phone quick. I want to make sure I let everybody know what we've got going on today. I'd like to get that out of the way now, because we have a ton of content coming up. So today, you get me at 10 a.m. for the NBA Strategy Show. At 11 a.m., you get the MLB Strategy Show. Lofty and Greg breaking down today's baseball. Then you get MLB Live Before Lock back again at 5 p.m. Greg and Bellman. Eric and I will be hopping on NBA Live Before Lock at 6, and then Greg and I will be live on playback at 7 p.m. Let's keep it moving, folks. Here we go. I've got Miami up on the screen right now. Lots of ownership. Now, remember, four teams. Everybody that plays is going to be getting some ownership. You don't just get zeros for dudes that are legitimately on the floor. Oh, no. I don't know what to do here. Chandra said my Jaden call was good, which generally means it was bad. It's a bit of a conundrum here. Anyway, Miami. So highest owned dude for the Heat right now is Nikola Jovic at 4,200, power forward eligible, 36% owned. We then get the guys in the 20s, 20 to 25 on Bam, Caleb Martin, DeLon Wright, Haywood Highsmith, and then around 15 for Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez. Then you get a little bit under that for Kevin Love and Duncan Robinson. One sec, I got to shut my door. Okay, there we go. So Miami's obviously a very difficult team to try to analyze here because of how big of an underdog they are heading into this game. 14.5 points is no joke. I've got it up on the screen right now. This was the rotations that we saw in game one. Now, I think the interesting piece will be, because the only guy that I see that could like really make a change, I don't know if they'll play Duncan Robinson more or not. That's the curious part for me. He's only 3,500 today, shooting guard, small forward. Looks like a decent flyer. But that first half rotation, Jaquez was the guy that staggered. He bridged that first quarter, second quarter. But they mostly just went to an extended bench mob. You got a pretty extended run out of Haywood Highsmith off the bench. Played 25 minutes. But I don't see anything too crazy from the Miami rotations. Closing with DeLon Wright was interesting to see in that they didn't play Nikola Jovic at all in the fourth quarter. Unsurprisingly, Nikola Jovic was minus 25 in the game, the worst of anybody on the team. So that final closing spot is open for Highsmith, for Jovic, for Wright, for Duncan Robinson. Someone else can be out there. Robinson would surprise me, but you know, you never know. But from a rotation standpoint, it's nothing crazy. From an exposure standpoint, too, I don't really like a more likely to be fading Miami than getting to Miami. So the guy that I have the most of right now is Nikola Jovic. Do I like that? No. So he played 25.5 minutes in game one. I went 24 here, but that negative 25 is scaring me a little bit to the point where maybe I want to work that down to 22. Try to figure out another spot to drop those 2 minutes. But for right now, as a value play at that position, he's the guy that I believe in the most from Miami just for making the rest of your lineups work. Now, I got to 22% of DeLon Wright, right with the field. I got to 22% of Jaquez. I did take Jaquez's under on Prize Picks this morning. We hit our Prize Picks card, by the way. But I'm neutral on Jaquez. I don't love the idea of getting to a lot of a rookie in the playoffs against the best team in the league. It strikes me as a very big learning experience for him. It worked out pretty well in game one. I feel like that's more of an outlier than anything else. But I got 22% of him. I have 10% of Love. I have 10% of Duncan Robinson, who I think looks kind of sneaky if he's only 3% owned. He's one of those dudes that could step into more playing time. And at 3,500, only needs to hit a couple threes before you start feeling really good. The bigger situations for me are my fades. And you guys have been watching this for a while. I get to Bam Adebayo a lot. Play-in games and round one or game one, like I had stands on Bam Adebayo. He's 25% owned today. He's in 2% of my lineups. I am much less of a believer in Bam in this spot than I have been previously. Similarly, Caleb Martin is 21% owned. I only got to 8%. Do I think he looks okay? Yeah, like he's fine. But to me, not much of a priority. And then you get to Haywood Highsmith, who I think is probably the trickiest dude to get to. He's 2,300, or sorry, he's 4K. I got him for 23 minutes. He played 25.5, but he also got a really interesting rotation at the end of the second quarter where Bam came off the floor and they closed basically with Jovic at the five. I don't get the sense that's going to be a long-term goal where Bam would be coming off the floor for that kind of rotation. So for 23 minutes for Highsmith, we're talking about a guy that's not very good per minute, particularly in the playoffs. I have him at 0.6 in this matchup. He's a very low usage dude. So I don't really love the value that I'm getting out of Highsmith. I think Duncan Robinson is sneakier than Highsmith. If Highsmith is going to be 23% owned and Duncan Robinson is going to be 3%. So I'm fading Highsmith, I'm fading Martin, and I'm fading Bam Adebayo. And I don't feel bad about, I almost wiped the contact out of my eye. I don't feel bad about that. This matchup is horrific. And it's not like these teams are fast either. Miami is 28th in pace. Boston is 27th in pace. The problem here, and they're both top five defenses, the problem is that Miami's offense was 21st in the league on the year, and that's with Jimmy Butler around. This is like arguably a bottom five offense in the league, not even just the playoffs, when no Jimmy Butler around. So I'm okay with not taking major stands. I hope as the day goes on, maybe I take a minute away from Jovic, give it to Highsmith, and equalize those guys a little bit. I think that would be helpful. But as I see it right now, there's nobody that I want to go crazy for. I mean, think about it like this. The highest rank I have for anybody for Miami is Nikola Jovic at 11th. I don't have a single guy from Miami sneaking into my top 10 on a day where there's only four teams. So I'm a little bit more muted on Miami. I really just hate this matchup for the Heat. And I don't know how they can keep up with Boston offensively. Boston has too many weapons. Miami doesn't. Like, even just thinking about it from this perspective, Bam is obviously, like, Bam could start for Boston. You would take Derek White, Drew Holiday, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, all before you would take another dude from Miami. I mean, where would Peyton Pritchard rank just on guys that are available? Like, Peyton Pritchard would be playing 36 minutes for this Miami team right now. You would have to. Think about what else they're doing. If you're going to get 22 minutes out of DeLon Wright, you can get more out of Peyton Pritchard. So, as I see it, am I getting to Miami? Yes, I am. They're projected for 173% ownership. I only have 125. So I'm coming in light on Miami, and I'm very happy about it. Do you guys have any questions regarding the Miami Heat for today? Since we only have four teams, I can kind of break this down into four separate segments. So if you have any, if you have any questions, hit me up.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Now my dog wants to go out after shutting the door. Riggs, you want to go? Here, go ahead. I don't know what you're waiting for, brother. Don't just stand there. That's annoying. All right. I'm not surprised. I didn't really expect to see you guys having any questions for Miami. All the value is from Miami. What value? Like, Wright is fine. I don't think he's going anywhere, specifically after the hot fourth quarter. I think Duncan Robinson is the most interesting value piece that's here. I guess I didn't really talk about Hero. I have 4%. He's 14% owned. I don't know how you want to go to Tyler Hero here. Whether it's Derek White, whether it's Drew Holiday, whether it's Jaylen Brown, like, every single time they throw somebody at Tyler Hero, Tyler Hero doesn't have the benefit of the matchup. I don't think Terry Rozier is going to have the upside you're looking for, considering he's not going to play. But, you know, maybe you'll have better luck than I will. Yeah, like, I don't mind Caleb Martin, Cola, but he's not any good. He just isn't. Like, he's a completely reasonable dude to get to. I went 29 minutes. You know, he could play 30, upwards of like mid-30s if things are going well for Miami. But he's just a guy to me. But, we got to remember that Caleb Martin just having like a really good 2 weeks in the playoffs is offset by the fact that he's had a couple years of being Caleb Martin. We gotta put the stupidness of last year out of our brains. All right, let's take a look at Boston, because that's a very different team to talk about. All right, Celtics. Now, you know what you're getting out of Boston. They're going to run an 8-man rotation, and they can play their dudes so many more minutes than they have to already. Like, they don't even have to let White and like they can really limit Pritchard and Hauser if they wanted to, and they don't even have to do that in this spot. So currently, highest projected owned dude is Kristaps Porzingis at 39%. I have him ranked fourth. He's in 68% of my lineups. I'm going to say it right now. Kristaps Porzingis, to me, one of the best plays that you can get to. I'm going to have a ton. I went 33 minutes on Porzingis. He played 33 and a half in game one. Pretty normal rotations. Sorry, he played 34. Jrue Holiday played 33 and a half, but basically the same number. I just want to get to Zinger here. I absolutely love this spot. And the fact that they have Kristaps Porzingis is so difficult for Miami's defense, because obviously Bam thrives getting out on the perimeter defensively. That is why he's such a good defensive player. The best switch defender in the league, probably. But that opens so much up for Porzingis. And if you do have Bam out, all of these dudes that can get the ball on a swing, because when you have these guys out there, if you've got Bam in a pick and roll, switching onto somebody else, someone is going to get the ball on the weak side after a swing, whether that's White, whether that's Tatum or Brown, or whoever's not involved in the action, is going to have all of the freedom to get downhill and get to the rim with very little help on the back line. And I think that's the problem for Miami. Boston is able to attack them from every single angle, and you just run out of the ability to stop it. So Zinger is the guy that I'm hitching my wagon to in a big way. We have 20% ownership coming into the four pack of White, Brown, Tatum, Holiday. Now, honestly, you can kind of take whatever you want here, and I get it. And I think that's why everybody has 20% ownership. Right now, I'm a little bit over on Jaylen Brown. I'm neutral to Tatum. I'm neutral to Holiday. And I'm significantly under to Derek White. He's 22% owned. I only got 6%. I don't have anything to add for those four dudes. I have no comfortability selecting other guys from Boston. Like, I think Kristaps Porzingis is wildly underpriced. The rest of these dudes are all just basically the same play to me. I have a hard time separating them. So I'm happy to get to all of it. And I don't mind if I get to Derek White. It just happens to be he's not that dude. But I have Tatum ranked 9th, Brown ranked 13th, Drew ranked 15th. All of that works. But the sneak guy here, it's probably Al Horford for me. Al Horford is 6% owned. He's in 24% of my lineups. He's 5K. He has the power forward eligibility, which is massive. We saw Horford play 25.7 minutes in game one. I have him in for 26. I think that's just what you're going to be seeing here. And I just, like, it's not even that I have him projected well. 0.91 in my model. 0.91 over the past 30 days. I got him at 0.82 in this spot because of how many the possessions are so low that the per minute rates just drop for everybody here. But I really like getting to Al Horford as a GPP play that for right now is not getting represented. I don't think that you can get to Peyton Pritchard or Sam Hauser confidently. Pritchard's pulling 3% ownership. Hauser is unowned. I see it the same way. I didn't get to them. If we just look at the boom bust tool for these guys, positive leverage to Tatum, Brown, White, Holiday. We do have Kristaps Porzingis as the most optimal guy for Boston at around 37%. And then Al Horford, 11% optimal, 6.5% owned. To me, that's just the guy that you want to take the GPP flyers on. All right. I don't have much else here for Boston. They've got a team full of stars, and you should play these dudes. Does anybody here have any Boston questions for me? Right now, Boston is projected for 132% ownership, and I am currently at 172. So I'm a bit over the field. Let's see what else we have here. Tillman won't play, Miles. Hauser and Pritchard, you shouldn't roster. No Pritchard, guys. No Pritchard. Guys, Peyton Pritchard is $4,700. We have him 3% optimal. I actually have Peyton, we have basically the same projection as well. You're not going there. If I could only play three Boston guys, it would be Porzingis, Al Horford, and Jaylen Brown. The best value from game one. That's a good question. Let's look at it here. Best value from game one. It's probably DeLon Wright. You know, he's 26% owned. I'm getting the same amount. He's 3,800. Seems like he's pretty well locked into it, you know, somewhere around 22 minutes and could play his way into more. And then it's, to me, it's Duncan Robinson if you want to get, if you're looking for like a GPP value. Jovic or Horford on DraftKings? Public says Jovic. I feel more confident in. Oh man, so it's tricky because we have Al Horford 6% owned and we have Jovic 36. So it kind of depends on what the rest of your lineup looks like. Because if you want a differentiation piece, then I think it's Al Horford by a lot. But if you've already taken some sort of one or two low-owned dudes, then it's Jovic. Paul, you're crazy, man. You're absolutely crazy. He's 4,700. He's 4,700. It's not like Peyton Pritchard's free. Peyton Pritchard's price is going to be like 3,900 in two games. You just can't get there. It's a guy with like a 13% usage rate when he's playing alongside of all of these guys. He's never going to be in a situation where he can just take over. All right, guys. I got one big thing to talk about right now. And that's me turning off my light. I don't even know how I did that. All right, one big thing to talk about. We got a little bit of a deal for you, and you guys haven't heard about this one yet. $5 for the MLB lineup generator for your first week using the promo code DOUBLE. We haven't done a lineup generator deal in a while. If you're not familiar with the lineup generator at stochastic.com, you should be. This is the easiest price point for you to get in at Stochastic and learn a little bit more about the things that we have. So I'm going to show it on the screen quickly. I hope we have data. I'll find out shortly. We do. So let me go back to the beginning. Lineup generator looks like this. And I might add, it is fantastic for mobile. This is the tool you want if you're playing one, two, three lineups. You could export up to 20 via CSV, but we generate the lineups and then we evaluate them and get rid of everything that stinks. We present the rest to you. So let's say we're going to play MLB today. We're going to go DraftKings main. I'm fine with any stack type. I'm going to go contrarian lineup, and I'm not going to lock in any players. Immediately, we get a lineup to pop up on the screen. You can see at the bottom. No, you can't. Can I zoom out? Yeah, you can see at the bottom. Shows me where I rank on the optimal from a percentile standpoint. You can see ownership, whether it's chalky or contrarian. You see fantasy points and lineup ownership and ownership rates. But let's say I don't like that lineup. Well, I'll just click discard. Boom. Another lineup is already there. Boom. Another one already there at discard. 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 Now we're starting to get a little bit more contrarian and we're working our way out. Let's say we like that lineup. And I don't like that one, but I like this one. Don't like that one. Like this one. Don't like that one. Like this one. Don't like that one. Like this one. I could view those five lineups. I could check out all of my exposures. See everybody we're getting to, export to CSV, generate more if you want. It's all right here for you. There's a link in the description of this video. $5 gets you in the door for your first week. If you hate it, cancel at any time. Your only cost is $5. Oh. Yeah, Paul, you're going to end up shooting yourself in the foot here. Look, you want to tell me that you're going to play like 10% of Peyton Pritchard at 3% owned because you expect him to see like a couple extra minutes of blowout run? Like, I can get the path, but your confidence level in him being in the optimal is not great. That's not going to be helpful for you. We're talking about a guy that's like, well, let's see if I can find it, if I have it here. Peyton Pritchard optimal is 33rd. We only projected 36 guys today. Peyton Pritchard is 33rd. I think you're dramatically underrating what $4,700 of salary is. He's arguably the worst play you can get to of anybody that's realistic today. The only guys that rank below him in optimal rate are Kenrich Williams, Gordon Hayward, and Sam Hauser. Okay. Let's get to the Pelicans in OKC. This is where I'm going to burn down everything. I know you guys are going to hate the next 25 minutes of this show. I'm letting you know right now, I'm jamming the shit out of Oklahoma City. And the Pelicans are going to be a little bit different depending on who we're looking at. So for the Pels, we all know what we saw in game one. We also know that the New Orleans Pelicans are down. Down a game. You guys think I'm taking the bait. I don't think Paul is trolling. I think he's 100% serious. There's a difference in the way that people say the things in chat to generally know whether it's a troll or not. But I don't think Paul is trying to. I don't think this is a gotcha at all. Paul's just letting everybody know that he's not very good at DFS. That's all. All right, Pelicans. We have massive ownership coming in here, and I have massive fades coming in here. 66% ownership right now to Trey Murphy, 6,700, shooting guard, small forward eligible. I love the position. I don't think the price is bad. I gave Trey Murphy 40 minutes. He's in 10% of my lineups right now. 10. So the most popular play on today's slate, Trey Murphy, highest owned dude. The little over-owned to me. Trey Murphy, 57% optimal, 66% owned. I'm a point and a half below us, so we'll see where we're going there. But out of the gate, I feel like Trey Murphy's pulling a little bit more ownership than he should. Second, Jonas Valanciunas. Buckle up here. 56% owned. $5,700 center only. 16% of my lineups. Now, caveat here. Both of those guys look good. They're both in the top 10. They're both better than anything you can get from Miami. I have Joe Val 7th. I have Trey Murphy 10th. I am aggressively not getting to Joe Val. I went 26 minutes. Your mileage may vary there. Stochastic went 25. We basically have the same projection. We have Joe Val 44% optimal, 56% owned. Everybody's going to have their own Joe Val take. And there's only so much you could do. When he's on the floor, he will be a rebounder. That's his main skill set at this point in time. It's a skill set that Oklahoma City doesn't really care as much about. So from a rebounding standpoint, this does play into Joe Val. However, we always need to remember he's not great defensively. He's actually terrible. And for everything that he does positively on offense, he gives it right back on the opposite side of the floor. No matter how much people thought Joe Val was playing well in game one, they still closed with Larry Nance. And I think that's going to be the same plan they have moving forward. We need to be very aware of the days where Joe Val doesn't just offensive rebound his own misses a couple times and the point totals stay low. Because if it starts not working early, they are going to pull the plug quickly. And those are going to be the days you see 30 minutes out of Nance. Now, could you see 30 minutes out of Joe Val today? Absolutely. I also would not be surprised if he gets his couple putbacks, he dominates the boards, and he still soaks up that time. I just think there's more downside to Joe Val than upside if he's 56% owned. So again, I am fading Joe Val again. Okay, now we can get into someone that I'm actually getting to. 49% projected ownership for Brandon Ingram. I have 66%. I think Brandon Ingram is one of the best plays you can get to. And I'll try to outline why. Because it's not like he's been good. That I don't want anybody to think. Brandon Ingram played 37 and a half minutes this last time out. We saw him in those play-in games being a little bit limited. I think 38 plus is on the table now if he was able to play 37 in the first game. So I went 38. He looks incredible here. He's been terrible rate-wise, but I think it will slowly get a little bit better. But he's the guy that I want to get to here from New Orleans. Clearly my most exposed option from the Pels. We also have 34% ownership coming into Herb Jones. I only went 34 minutes here. He's 5,100, small forward, power forward eligible. Not the best per minute, dude. 0.7 fantasy points per minute. I'm getting there because of the flexibility. The price, the MPE, it just makes him fit into my lineups. I am fading pretty aggressively, CJ McCollum. I don't like this matchup for CJ. He's 7,500. He's point guard only, which is pretty limiting on a slate where you only have two games. He's projected for 42% ownership. I have 16. We have CJ, 30% optimal, 43% owned, negative 12 leverage. We also have negative 12 leverage on Joe Val. We have negative 9 on Trey Murphy. These guys are good plays, but they're easy to get away from for me. I'm neutral on Jose Alvarado. I'm neutral on Larry Nance, who's just really scary to get to today. And then I don't have a single share of Najee Marshall right now. We have Najee Marshall with a lot of positive leverage. I only went 16 minutes. We went 20. That's a big distinction. 10% owned, 22% optimal. Those numbers will come together in some way. Either we walk him back or that ownership climbs. But either way, plus 12 leverage on Najee Marshall will not exist later on today. Okay. We got a lot to talk about here for the Pels. Does anybody here have any Pelicans questions? Termite, by the way, MPE, multi-position eligibility. Instead of just having point guard like CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram has an MPE. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible. But does anybody have any Pels questions before we get into the team that I am getting to the most today? Well, like I said, my summary for New Orleans. I love Ingram. Ownership doesn't bother me at 50%. I really like Herb Jones at 34%. Happy to be neutral on Alvarado, on Larry Nance. But I see the Pelicans as my fade. Very light on CJ. Very light on Joval. Very light on Trey Murphy. Not to mention, I expect Oklahoma City to win this game and go up 2-0. Shooter Jenkins, Larry Nance over Jonas. So Jonas Valanciunas is absolutely a better play than Larry Nance today. But Nance has the ability, like, there's a lot of volatility on these guys because for every minute Joval doesn't play, Larry Nance is playing it. So that sort of dynamic is interesting. But if we're just talking about one versus one, Joval is a much better play than Larry Nance. Demetrius, we didn't get to the Thunder yet. That question could get answered pretty quickly by getting to the Thunder. Ingram optimal is 44.4%. We have him with a little negative leverage, but half of what everybody else is showing for New Orleans. Final thing that we need to talk about, though, guys. Banner at the top of the screen. Sleeper is the sponsor of this show. You can get up to $500 on your first deposit. If you play on the Pick'em sites, take advantage of these deposit offers, guys. It's so easy to grab this free money and build yourself up a bigger bankroll. They have dynamic payouts, so you can get multipliers on each side depending on which pick you take. You can get up to 100x payouts on your cards. They run free squares constantly. They've got one for Jalen Brunson tonight. You should take advantage of them every time you can, because that helps keep your costs down on the site. It's here, though. The link is in the description. Sign up for Odds Shopper. Get additional plays for Sleeper. We take a market-based approach to beating the books. It's going to help you out there. But the link is here below. Take advantage of that deposit bonus. Again, up to $500. Put in as much as you can. If you only have $349, they'll match $349. That is Sleeper. All right, here we go. OKC, my favorite team. I want to add quickly before we get to it. The Pelicans are 280% owned. I have 180. Oklahoma City is 214% owned. I have 324. This is the team you want to get to. I'm going to start with the guy that I'm getting to in basically everything I have. 52% owned, Jalen Williams. 6,800, point guard, small forward eligible. He's in 94% of my lineups. I don't even think this is close. Jalen Williams is my favorite play today on the slate, bar none, no doubt about it. I want him everywhere. 39 minutes is my projection. He played 40 on the dot in game one. I think there's even room to climb. Give me every single bit of Jalen Williams. Not to mention, we have him 43% optimal. I'm not stopping there. Number two guy in exposure for me. 50% owned Lu Dort, 68% of my lineups. Now, he played 35 minutes. He's taking very difficult defensive assignments, but that dude's going to work hard. He's 4,500, small forward only, but small forward is the most difficult position to generally fill. I'm loading up on Lu Dort. Pay up options. The best one exists right here. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 9,400, point guard only. Shai played 39 minutes in game one. I got him at 39 minutes here. He's 39% owned. He's 62% exposed for me. We have SGA 42% optimal. We actually have him with some positive leverage. So that's three guys from the starting lineup from the Thunder in more than 60% of my lineups. And we're still not done. Chet is 42% owned at 6,900. Now, he played 32 minutes. I gave him 32 minutes. He's in 36% of my lineups. I'm dead neutral on Chet, but I have Jalen Williams first, SGA second, Dort is fifth, and Chet is sixth. I have four dudes from the Thunder in my top six today. I want all of this. We're not done yet. Josh Giddey, sneaky. He's 5,900. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible. He's 18% owned. Giddey played 19 and a half minutes in game one, but he was solid. Plus seven. It didn't go that poorly, but they really gave him minimal run in the second quarter and fourth quarter. I have him in for 24 minutes right now. It's probably too much. We gave him 22 and we have him neutrally owned at 18. I think that's probably more realistic, but the point that I want to make is this. 18% owned Josh Giddey, right around 20%. I think that's where he should be. And in a perfect world, if he knocks down an open three or two early, because he's going to get left completely alone, they're going to allow him to shoot. If those shots go, you could see a couple extra minutes for Josh Giddey. All right, Paul, enough, man. The guy that I'm most interested in as a value play, the guy that you should get to as a value play long before you get to Peyton Pritchard, is Cason Wallace. He's 3,500. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible. He's 5% owned. They were mixing and matching offense and defense with Cason Wallace closing in this last game, including locking down CJ McCollum on that final basket. But they bounced between him and Isaiah Joe over the final like 6 minutes or so. Wallace played 19 minutes. I gave him 18 at 3,500. As a defensive pest, this is the dude that I want to get to as a value play that no one's getting to. He's in 24% of my lineups. I love the value you can get out of Wallace, and you really don't need a ton on a two-game slate, but he is underrepresented, and he's not going anywhere in the rotation yet. We have him 8% optimal, 5% owned. Yeah, like, you want to get to 15 or 20% of Cason Wallace at 5%? I think that gets pretty fun. I don't have much else from OKC. I'm not a big Aaron Wiggins guy or Gordon Hayward, Isaiah Joe, the other Jalen Williams, Kenrich Williams. None of that looks interesting to me. It's the starting five in abundance, as much as you could possibly lock down. And then Cason Wallace coming off the bench is my sneak value option. Oh, man. Fun, dude. Fun. Very, very, very fun. But Jalen, Dort, SGA, Giddey, and Chet all in 34% or more of what I'm doing here today. But yeah, love the idea of getting to a basically unowned Cason Wallace. And all of these guys work together. Like, the more Josh Giddey plays, the less you're probably getting Cason Wallace. The closer the game is late, then you probably see him getting some of those offense-defense substitutions. What do you guys got for me that isn't a 1v1? If you guys have questions that are 1v1s, head on over to stochastic.com. We're going to browse to it so you guys can understand this as well. Because 1v1s are the worst questions in the world to answer because they don't mean anything. Head to Stochastic. You don't have to pay for this. This is totally free. Head to the tools section. DFS player compare tool. We'll do it for DraftKings to start. We have it for DraftKings or FanDuel. You want to know if it's... Let's switch to FanDuel since that's the question I see. Giddey or Hawkes? You get all of the information right in the screen. 51% head-to-head for Giddey. You get salary, projection, ownership, the standard deviation, boom rate, bust rate, optimal rate. It's all here for you guys. It's all here for you. Use this tool. What else we got? Amaya, let me check that. Remember, it's MLB lineup generator, just in case you went to the wrong thing, and it's the weekly package. I might not be able to do this since I'm logged in, but we're about to find out. MLB lineup generator weekly. Have a coupon. Double. Wait, did I read the ad wrong? Ooh, okay. Amaya, I'm gonna take a look at this. I think what we did is applied a $5 coupon instead of making the price $5. So hold off on it for a second, and I'm going to get that updated. But give that another try in like an hour or so, and you should be good to go. Am I playing all those four guys from OKC in the same lineup? Which four guys? I assume you mean SGA, Dort, Jalen Williams, and Holmgren, and you're leaving Giddy out of that question? But I could take a look. I would doubt it. But let me see if I can figure that out. I don't have any filters set up immediately, so I don't have a quick way to look at this. So that's Dort, Jalen Williams, Wallace, Chet, Jalen Williams, SGA. It's usually going to be like three of them is my guess. And then potentially like the Case and Wallace piece. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right, Drew, here's my question to you. Why won't he increase from 37 minutes? Pelicans are down a game. If he can play 37, he can play 40. Do I do head-to-heads? No. I mean, I'll take just about anybody's head-to-head because I know I'm at least neutral in the matchup, if not a giant favorite, but I don't ever care to look at them. All right, we're going to wrap it up there, folks. Thank you for being here. Remember, the promo code is double. You will get the first week of lineup generator for $5, but I'm going to make that change on the back end because that's not what's showing up right now. Good luck to everybody here. It's fun. NBA. Woo. NBA live before lock tonight at 6. That's where you should be. It's a fun slate. Who will be today's Gary Harris? Who will be today's Jaden McDaniels? I've been all over it these past 2 days with those picks. We'll figure out who it's going to be on live before lock. Thank you guys for being here. I'll talk to you guys later.